Live from the Grand Bohemian Hotel in Orlando, Florida, it's the Grand Songbook Collection.
Hi, this is Brian Byers with an exciting piece of music and entertainment programming from Don McCullough and his team at Radio Deluxe. The Grand Songbook Collection is like zooming in for a close-up of the great American songbook. A fresh look at the music and personalities that created a soundtrack for American life. Each week, this 1 to 2 hour series is taped before a live audience and co-hosted by comedian-musician Pete Barbeauty and pianist Ed Vodicka. Every show features a composer or theme from the vast treasures of Broadway, Hollywood, and Tin Pan Alley. Let's take a quick listen to some clips from our pilot episode, The Grand Songbook Collection's tribute to the great Henry Mancini.
I had the good fortune to travel with Henry, and we'll talk as the show goes on about his personality as well as his incredible musical talent. But he was one of the few composers who wrote songs that the melody sticks with you for the rest of your life. He sort of wrote standards, like songs will be around, the Pink Panther theme, the Days of Wine and Roses, Moon River, the songs will be around for generations and generations.
Co-host Pete Barbeauty's wit and humor, musical talents, and steel trap memory for details always surprises.
And thank you, Ed, for that stirring rendition of that theme song that you just made up and will never get ASCAP credit for. Well, I don't tell a comedian you're from a small town and make fun of you, but I don't believe in that theory, and there's nothing wrong with it. If anybody is here from Iowa, I want you to be proud to be here, and I mean that. And this here is a piano. You probably never saw anything this big didn't have John Deere written on it.
With Ed and his trio dazzling on instrumentals and backing guest performers on featured classic songs, Pete and Ed visit weekly with the singers, musicians, and family members of the many talents of the great American songbook.
Her name is Michelle Mayo, and she's going to sing a... Oh, stop it! She hasn't sung yet. Boy, it'd be just our luck that you really stink tonight.
Well, Pete, our featured guest today has had not only an incredible career, but a unique link to the music of Henry Mancini. Dick Williams began his career with his brothers Bob, Don, and Andy as the Williams Brothers, a vocal quartet they formed as youngsters in the mid-1930s. While they began in radio, they soon moved on to records and films, singing on the massive hit Swingin' on a Star with Bing Crosby and being signed by MGM Studios, where they both appeared in and sang on an assortment of films. They went on to perform with the great Kay Thompson, and in the late 1940s, Kay Thompson and the Williams Brothers were the biggest nightclub act in the business, eventually only eclipsed by none other than Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis. When the act broke up, the brothers went their separate ways, and we all know the celebrated career of brother Andy Williams, but Dick chose a more behind-the-scenes role as that of a studio singer, composer, and arranger, much of it for commercials and in television. In addition, he even had a brief run as a leading man on Broadway.
Well, in fact, instead of us sitting here talking about Dick, why don't we bring him up?
No, I'd rather not.
Let's just talk about him. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Dick Williams.
He's going to sing the great Henry Mancini hit Charade.
When we played our charade, we were like children posing, playing games, acting out names, guessing the parts we play.
Oh, what a fascinating addition to guest performance and conversation is weekly contributions from Leonard Maltin, whom you may not know was a music critic before his career as a film critic. His knowledge and expertise always adds a dimension of surprise to the conversation.
Direct from Hollywood, here's Leonard Maltin.
Thanks, Pete and Ed. You know, as a lifelong Mancini fan and admirer, I thought I'd take a few minutes to put this great music into context. Henry Mancini wasn't just a successful composer and songwriter. He was a household name. And the work that catapulted him to that position was his jazz-oriented music for the private eye TV series Peter Gunn, which went on the air in 1958. It was so striking that it led to a hit album that stayed on the Billboard chart for weeks and weeks.
And we're lucky to have on the telephone with us from Beverly Hills, the lovely and talented Ginny Mancini. Hello, Ginny, how are you?
Good morning, it's great to be with you.
It's great to have you, and sitting here with me on this phone interview is Pete Barbeauty. Say hello, Pete.
Hello, Ginny.
Hello, Pete, one of my favorite comedians ever.
Thank you, my dear.
You are one funny guy.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Only the great Plaz Johnson is joining us, tenor saxophonist extraordinaire.
Yes.
Hello, Plaz, how are you?
I'm fine, Ed. How are you?
We're doing great, and we wish you were here in person. There's nothing. I think there would be a riot in the streets if anybody changed this theme for a Pink Panther movie.
I was fortunate enough to play on three of them, the original and two of the newer ones.
Well, that's quite an accomplishment. That must be some kind of strange Guinness Book of World Records, like, 52 years later, and you're still... Well, did you get it right this time?
Yeah, I got it right.
Oh, good. Okay.
I wrote it out.
I see. Well, Plaz, since you're not here to play in person, let's tell the audience what we did anyway. Plaz and I went into the studio a couple weeks ago in Los Angeles and recorded his tenor performance alone with just me playing piano as a guide in another room. Then we got rid of the scratch piano track and prepared it so that the trio here on the show could play live with Plaz's solo tenor track. The results sound just like you're here in the room with us. Plaz, let's play the number everyone is waiting for.
Just a taste of the fun and excitement your listeners will experience being a part of the Grand Songbook Collection. Your listeners are sure to enjoy the music, humor, information, and variety offered up weekly by our stellar personalities. Contact Don McCulloch via phone or email at Radio Deluxe. Find out how your station can become a charter presenter of this unique broadcast opportunity. The Grand Songbook Collection. Thank you for listening.